Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hi, who's this?
This is Haley.
Hi, Haley. What company are you with?
With Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure I had the right number.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Are you there?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was just calling because I've been working on a book for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find a publishing house to have it published.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
is
you're
this
looking.
Someone
okay.
I should be.
So you're looking
Go
to
ahead.
Publish your book, right?
Yeah. It's something that I would like to have published kind of worldwide and would like to have audio book for. It's the book of sort of short passages and poems.
Okay.
I basically, over the last 25 years, went through an extensive amount of time going through what was first a brain infection, and then led to seizure disorder, and then led to schizoaffective disorder. So it's a book that tries to bridge basically the medical side of things all the way to mental health, to caretakers, to patients, to basically everyone, to try to connect the dots. So I use sort of poetry and short passages that kind of offer a twist on things.
Understood.
To get people to stop and think about the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So what I'd really like is, I'm not going to say I'm a big name, but I have a lot of friends that are sort of in Hollywood and other areas like that, and I'm looking for some sort of guidance on how to publish this, but do it in a way that's very public. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Understandable. And is it, like, fully ready, or would it need any assistance with editing, proofreading, and formatting?
I think it would need some sort of assistance with some of that, but for the most part, I'm a pretty good writer. I was accepted at Notre Dame and GW and took a baseball scholarship instead to East Carolina, but then spent 16 years with Merrill Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a pretty good writer.
I'm sure you are.
But I think what I'd have to do is kind of have it edited. You know, it's one of those books where so the title of it is Chronic Neuro Unlearned, Thoughts from Along the Way. There's a lot of paradigm shifts in it that you'd be like, well, what does that even mean? And so I think if I were to sit down with, like, a good editor, they would, after reading the script or manuscript or whatever, what do you call it, the written copy of it?
Well, a manuscript.
Okay, so after they read the manuscript, then they would then say, okay, well, this I think this format would really open it up. But I want to really emphasize some sort of audio format.
Mm-hmm.
Because a
audio
lot of
book.
The poems, they
okay.
They have some sort of a they have some sort of twists and turns in them. And so if I can use tone, then I can kind of guide the people.
Understandable. I can help you out with this. Yeah, and how many pages are we talking about roughly?
It's about 300 pages.
300 pages. And do you have it saved in you?
It could be multiple books. I mean, I'm talking about 300 pages of poetry, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah, we can break it into three volumes or maybe two volumes. It all depends on what exactly my editors are going to suggest, okay? So I didn't get your name. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Chad, C-H-A-D.
Chad.
Janko, J-A-N-K-O.
Perfect, Chad. Glad to have you here with us today. So let me go ahead. I'm sorry, come again?
How does the book industry work?
Let me guide you about it. I think I have a bad connection with you on this phone because, you know, you're breaking up in and out. Now, I have your number here. Give me like 30 seconds. I'm ringing you, okay, from my direct line.
Okay.
All right? Calling you right now.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.